And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
May is Stroke Awareness Month, and with me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Ashish Nanda, a University Hospital neurointerventionalist and co-director of the hospital's Missouri Stroke Program. Dr. Nanda, my understanding of a stroke is that it basically is a heart attack of the brain. Would that be an accurate description?
Well, Jeff, as we know, strokes can be of two different kinds. One is which can happen from a clot traveling up to the brain, which essentially is a heart attack of the brain. And the other kind could result from breakage or rupture of an artery in the brain or a vessel in the brain, leading to a spilling of the blood in the brain, which is a hemorrhagic stroke. So the kind of the stroke that can happen from formation of clot in the artery in the brain can essentially be very similar to a heart attack of the brain, yes.
What causes the clot to form in the first place?
The clot can either come from a large artery in the neck called the carotids, mm-hmm. where a plaque can build up over years through the cholesterol buildup, and also can come directly from the heart, from an irregular heart rhythm. Or essentially it can form directly in one of the arteries in the brain, which could be because of the risk factors like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and smoking.
How is a stroke diagnosed?
Well, stroke is a clinical diagnosis. We can diagnose stroke based on the patient's presentation. But in order to determine what kind of stroke it is, we need to have a CT scan or a CAT scan of the head, which can show us if there is a bleed in the brain or it is a clot in the brain. And once we determine what kind of stroke we are dealing with, we have to taper our therapy accordingly.
How common are strokes?
Well, there are about close to 700,000 to 800,000 strokes every year in the U.S., and of those, about 500,000 to 600,000 strokes are new strokes.
Who's at risk for experiencing a stroke?
Based on the different age subgroups, the risk factors can include high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, diabetes, and in young patients, it could even include the heart disease like having hole in the hearts like PFOs or having direct trauma to the arteries of the neck or the head.
So there really isn't any kind of set age limit?
No, we have seen strokes in young as well as elderly folks. And lately, we have been seeing more strokes in younger subgroup as we tend to diagnose high cholesterol buildup in these young patients, which can be a cause of stroke.
So you're seeing children or younger patients with higher cholesterol than before, and so therefore you're seeing an increase in the number of strokes for younger patients?
Yes, I would say that as our diagnostic ability has improved, we are able to diagnose more patients with these kind of diseases, period.
With those kinds of diagnostic tools, are you able to prevent strokes, do you think?
Yes, if we can diagnose someone early on with possible causes for stroke, we certainly can start them on the right medications or at least the right lifestyle regimen that can prevent from a future stroke to occur or even a heart attack.
And that'd probably be, I'm assuming, cholesterol medications to get that cholesterol level down, exercise.
Exactly. We promote a healthy lifestyle, which includes healthy living, healthy eating, exercise, no smoking, monitoring your blood pressure and cholesterol levels, and if needed, to be on medications to prevent those risk factors.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is about stroke awareness. Dr. Nanda, what are the signs and symptoms of a stroke?
The signs can include anything from a new onset of headache or sudden onset of difficulty speaking, difficulty seeing, particularly in one eye, numbness or weakness on one part of the body involving the same side, arm and leg, or even sudden onset of difficulty walking. All these can compose the risk factor, the signs of the stroke.
Now, why is speed the key with respect to recognizing a stroke?
The problem is brain has a very short time window where it is very sensitive to lack of oxygenation. So, and the clot is occluding the vessel, the oxygen levels in the brain falls down to a critical level, and if the blood is not restored immediately or quickly enough within that time frame, the brain will have a tissue damage which will be permanent and cannot be reversed. We have treatment options available up to certain hours where we can help a stroke victim. If the stroke is due to a clot in the brain, we can give him clot-busting medication up to 3 hours, and in a certain group of patients, up to 4.5 hours, which can help dissolve the clot and restore flow to the brain. So we have advanced therapies which we can use in certain group of patients where we can deliver the medicine right into the clot using a small catheter which we can navigate through the leg up into the brain. And those are advanced technologies available at MU which we have been using for the past 5 years and helping the stroke victims beyond their time window to get intravenous TPA.
And that's actually what you do. You're a neurointerventionalist. You do that procedure yourself along with some other clot extraction procedures that are all minimally invasive, correct?
That is right. I do specialize in neurointervention, and one of the modalities we use is to extract clot from the brain by actually snaring a wire all the way up from the artery in the leg and grabbing the clot or suctioning the clot out from the vessel. In certain patients, the clot size is so large that IV TPA does not work properly, and in those group of patients, we sometimes do have to go and retrieve the clot. Also, in patients who are way out of the time window for any intravenous TPA, we still can help some of those patients based on what we can see on the advanced imaging and can move forward and can pull the clots out of their brains.
So those would be basically the two main methods of treating a stroke, correct? Either using TPA, and you can do that intravenously, or administer directly to the clot itself, or retrieving the clot.
That is right.
If someone's experiencing the signs and symptoms of stroke, 911 is the best option, correct?
Yes, because time is of an essence, and the fastest way to get the patient to the emergency room is through 911. Because if we try to take a stroke victim by ourselves, we can delay actual timings for the patient to arrive to the emergency department. A lot of the times, these ambulances are communicating with the emergency department when the patient is en route, so the team is already ready when the patient arrives to the emergency room. There are certain labs that have to be drawn before we can give somebody IV TPA, and with the help of the EMS folks, we have been able to draw those labs en route in the ambulance itself.
I would like to thank Dr. Nanda for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.